If you milked the cow, what would you put the milk, what would you milk it into?
A bucket.
Mm-hmm. Made of what type of material?
I think it was galvanized tin.
Have you ever seen any that were made of wood?
No.
Okay. So you wouldn't have used wooden buckets?
No, we didn't use wooden buckets.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the tin ones were such an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
My hesitation was whether we used enamel buckets, but I don't think we did. I think the milk bucket was a galvanized.
Did you milk the cows yourself?
No.
Okay.
The cow was milked by either a young colored man who was what you'd call just the boy on the yard who cut the wood and did that sort of thing. Or if he was not forthcoming. Now, in my household, we had a live-in servant who came when I was a year old. My mother had to go to the hospital for an operation. I was the youngest of three little girls, and this woman came from my father's place up in Flat Rock just to look after me during the time my mother was out. And I was about a year old, and she stayed for 17 years. We gave her a room in the house, and she just stayed on. We called her Mammy.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just our general servant.
Mm-hmm.
And she milked when there was nobody else to milk.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all of us took our hand at experimenting with milk. Nobody milked the cow except those.
Well, certain places they had terms or words that they would use to tell the cow to stay still
I think they used. Yeah, to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Be still. So I don't think they ever said so bossy, but so cow probably.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our cow's name was Primrose.
Okay. Not Bessie.
No.
that seems to be the most popular cow name. what about the milk? Would you let it sit and get thick and maybe eat it that way?
Well, of course, the milk had to be strained and then it was put into jars. And the cream would rise to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top would be skimmed off. And we didn't make a lot of butter. We just used the cream. We only had one cow, and she was a small, young Jersey, and we had five in the family, six count servants. So we didn't store up quantities of cream and use it in ice cream and whipped cream and all. Oh, we had whipped cream occasionally. It was not a big dairy operation because we consumed most of it is just plain milk.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, my mother would make clabber, which would mean pouring it out into a bowl and let it sour, the skim milk, that is.
Mm-hmm. And how would you eat that? Just plain or?
As soon as it had gelled, it was clabber, and she would put it in a bowl and eat it with sugar and nutmeg and try to urge us how delicious it was, and none of us ever acquired the taste for it. I always wish I had. Actually, it would have been very much like yogurt in flavor, if not in texture. The texture was more like a gelatinous, almost like